it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every once in a while, you stumble across stuff for somebody in your life that you're like, oh, they would like this. I've been trying to do that more in my life with people. Like, just randomly, like, oh, I know somebody this is awesome for. I'm going to get this for them.
Mm.
And then you just hand it to them, and like, what is this for? And you're like, I don't know. Thought of you.
That made me feel good.
And yesterday, this happened for me. I was not even aware. I don't consume a lot of the content, per se, but I wasn't even aware. John Gruden is doing college football preview breakdowns.
I got to be honest with you. I saw this on my YouTube algorithm yesterday.
Noted college football analyst John Gruden.
Soon to be college football coach.
Yeah, he's getting a job somewhere. Hello, Arkansas, come on down.
I watched
about 5 minutes of this and had to turn it off. So I miss a lot of the gold, probably. He was with, who was that dude he was with?
I don't know who he was with, dude. That guy was.
And they were doing like a back and forth, and I'm like.
Well, it wasn't really a back and forth. He'd be like, you know what I mean, man? And he'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, Austin's loud. All right, let's talk about the defense. And I was like, ah, I can't have it. So I'm sure there's some audio gold here that I just couldn't quite make it all the way through.
Well, you know what song John Gruden loves?
Shout! Offense, hey.
Shout!
His favorite D coordinator?
Ash Lupoy.
What about his favorite defensive lineman?
Mataya Uiagalelei.
You know who his big grinder of this game is going to be?
But my favorite Oregon Duck. No disrespect to all the other Ducks. Is Bryce Betcher. He's a guy, man. He's kind of like me. He's a walk-on. He's a Gruden grinder.
Let me tell you about this guy, man. He's got to grind you down on the football field.
Also wanted to talk about the Oregon running backs.
So they talk about Hughes. They start the season with Whittington, and all of a sudden, these two true freshmen got a case of whoop-ass.
Yep. Is he leaning into it so hard that he already is sounding like Joey Molinaro's impression
like
of John Gruden?
Doing John Gruden of himself?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
It'd be like GW doing Will Ferrell's impression of GW.
Did GW ever go on SNL with Will Ferrell being GW? Because
I think so.
He strikes me as somebody that would have done that.
I think he did.
I saw a bit of an interview of Frank Caliendo the other day, who also does a very notable John Gruden impersonation. And I'm sorry,
that's what I thought it was. Yeah, Caliendo, yeah. Molinaro does it too.
He does a good one as well. But he told a story about how Gruden, he was in Tampa doing a comedy show, and Gruden was like, can I come up on stage with you? And he was like, yeah, dude, the audience would eat it up. Let's go. And then he got up there, and he was like very vulnerable and honest. He was like, man, I'm really nervous right now in front of the entire crowd. And they did a bit back and forth of Caliendo being Gruden doing play-by-play and John Gruden doing color as a double John Gruden, you know, broadcast team.
You can't help but wonder, though, Russ, to a fair point by you, like when you become so popular for the way that you talk, there has to be an element of,
yes,
you're not trying to... You're in a way like you're redoing a role in a movie, and you're like, can you nail it the second time the way you did the first? It has to get in your head a little bit.
You almost become Fonzie on the skis and become like a caricature of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because Dante Moore's having a good season. You know why?
Yeah, Will Stein will help you shine.
So good.
He had a million of these.
It's so good.
It's just unbelievable. Here's his X Factor, by the way.
I need the X Factor.
I think you're going to know who the X Factor is.
But here's my X Factor, man. You know how much I love tight ends.
Yeah, I do.
Kenyon Sadiq.
Listen to the beginning of this.
But here's my X Factor, man.
You know how much I sounds like love a guy.
Yeah, I do.
Kenyon Sadiq.
In like Mad Max, here's my X Factor,
yeah,
man.
I got my X Factor, man.
You just got to keep living, man.
This Dan Lanning, man. Let me tell you about this guy. Does he know how to win?
Oh, it was great. I didn't watch like every second. He had one on like offensive line stuff.
Sure.
They kind of fast forward through that, but
double click.
It's a 23-minute preview. He doesn't do reportedly to the comment section, because I was curious. I'm like, oh, I didn't know he did college. The comment section was like, look at you doing a college preview.
Hey, Gruden Grinder. I didn't know. I guess his dad or his grand somebody in his family coached
his
in
dad
Indiana.
Coached at
I think he said his dad coached at Notre Dame and left for Indiana. He goes, who does that, man? Why would you leave Notre Dame for Indiana, man?
Here we was on Taj Lepoy on the defense.
Taj Lepoy. I love that guy's name, Lepoy. Oregon, I think they're famous for offense. Oh, let's get to Oregon. Shout! Offense, offense. Hey, this Lepoy guy's done a hell of a job with their defense.
You know that, man?
Oregon!
That's why I couldn't watch too long of it, because it just ended up being like...
You think he was a character of himself.
It was that, and then just the most generic statements
I know
that you could possibly hear.
Oregon let me tell goes you, man, out and plays football.
Let me tell you, man, this defense, pretty good, man. Pretty good. This defense, pretty. Have you seen these numbers these offenses are putting up? Pretty good, man.
Exactly. Dynamite drop in, Monty.
Yeah, they score a lot of points, and their defenses are very good. Thank you, John. I didn't know that.
It popped up in your algorithm. I saw it a different way, so I guess I'll ask you. When he does NFL stuff, is he actually doing X's and O's?
I don't
or is
watch
he
a
also
lot of it.
Going,
I don't watch
the Commanders, man. You got these big uglies up front. They block, man. I'll tell you that much.
The only Gruden content that I consume is when he does his, like, usually it's running back related. He does, like, this. There's like a current rap song that he plays, and it's about him feeling nicey watching these guys. Have you seen any of those edits? That's the only one that I watch, where he'll go through like a running back blowing up a linebacker and running him over, and there's some like, oh, and he's like, that makes me feel nicey, and then he goes to the next guy. That's the only one I watch.
So did Barstool make him do this?
I don't know. I think he's just kind of
doing the film breakdown stuff with prospects in the draft. I remember that.
I think he's just doing whatever the hell he wants. I think he's John Gruden, and he has basically carte blanche to like, hey, what content do you want to put out there?
Okay.
And then teams will send you a bunch of gear. The guy's living on cloud nine right now. He's making a ton of money. Teams are sending him stuff. He doesn't have pressure of coaching. He's living the dream.
He had, because I was waiting for actual film,
like showcase
play,
yes,
and like to kind of educate me, because I'm interested in that stuff, and
it's exactly what I was waiting for too.
As I'm watching, I'm just seeing a still image of Taj Lepoy screaming, and he's like, I love me some Taj Lepoy.
Lepoy.
Like, and then he just says the generic thing. He did this with Indiana. He's like, Surratt, there's a wide receiver named Surratt. You see his touchdown against Iowa, man? I was like, that's it?
Are we not going to showcase on the play how we did it and maybe do a little diagram? Can I get some drawings while you're doing the all-22 footage of this route and watch the protection? And here's how Indiana schemed this open. That's all I was waiting for, and there was none of that in there.
Nobody wants that. That's what you have John Gruden for.
So that's the only thing I want out of John Gruden.
Although, I will say, he did give a prediction. He teed up the other. So there's another guy. This kid looks like he's 20 or 30. I don't know if it's Nepo, because I don't know everybody at Barstool, but it kind of reeked of somebody who's like,
what are you doing here?
Wearing Justin Herbert duck shirt.
What are you adding to the show right now?
And by the way, if you think he said this name wrong on his own,
Mataya Uiagalelei.
The guy next to him, who's supposedly a duck fan, also called him Mataya.
Mataya Uiagalelei.
Well, we get Gary Danielson again this weekend. Has he learned Oregon names by now?
I don't think so.
We'll find out.
Well, here is the John Gruden Grinders. Here's John Gruden and the other guy with him. Here is the prediction for the game.
Well, we got to make our picks. You know, I love Indiana. Cannot wait for this game. The biggest game in Indiana football history. Who you taking?
Can't bet against my guy Dan Lanning in Autzen Stadium, prime time. Oregon 34, Indiana 27.
You just love this, don't you? You just
love this. I do love this.
You just love this.
I do.
As much as I love Indiana.
You know you make me roll. I want to keep my heels up.
Shout!
Shout!
Hell with it. I'm taking Indiana. Freaking upset. 2,000 miles from home. Indiana 31, Oregon 30. Go Hoosiers.
There's your John Gruden preview.
Nobody's given us a chance, man. It ended in a perfect way. Everybody's counting us out this weekend. Even John Gruden doesn't think we're going to win the game.
He did the Lee Corso mascot head toss it. Oh, not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend.
That literally was the preview. I mean, I pulled almost every notable cut from that preview.
I will say, if there's one person that I could have sit down and talk, Jim Harbaugh might still take the cake. Like, Jim Harbaugh for an hour in studio would be my dream, but
I'd be too nervous to talk to Harbaugh.
Would you?
Yeah, he's too football.
Can we get the hair down in the offseason?
Like, is there a setting football
when we get him in, like, June?
Guys who like football?
Can we get some,
like, back?
milk conversations or nervous bird energy.
I feel like he's willing to go into the weeds in the
offseason. I need some stories. You know what I mean? I need some John Harbaugh stories.
I'd go Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. Afraid of seven. It's 7, 8, 9.
You're not wrong, Jim. This is why. Give me an hour of that. Number two on my list would be John Gruden.
Like Moses, right. I'm going to die leaning on my staff.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.